Good morning, fantasy football, or whatever time you're listening, it doesn't really matter because you're here. Welcome into the Dynasty 401, your home for Dynasty and all fantasy football. I'm your host, Robert Imes. Welcome in. How are you guys doing today? I hope you guys are having a great day, or your day's just getting started. I hope you have a great day. Well, today we're going to be talking about the starters for Week 13. You guys' playoffs are going to be right around the corner. Some of you might be starting next week. We'll be getting you guys your starters. As always, go get those dubs. Before we get into all the juiciness today, quick shout out to the homies. You got Dirty Fozzie and you have Goat Rush 1. Not sure where Goat Rush 1 is today. He said he was going to be here today, but that's okay. We get you guys what you need here. And shout out to our sponsors, and that's MyVTrophy.com. If you guys have yet to check them out, go check them out. They're the easiest, fastest way to build a virtual trophy for your fantasy league, and they're really cool. And it's really easy to put them together, believe me. Also, you have Unstoppable Domains. Go get a domain name for your crypto wallet, make a website, and do lots of things with these. And right before the Web3 starts to really get in there now, use my referral link, Dynasty401, and go check out autograph.io. If this is your first time listening, welcome in. Got everything you need here for Dynasty. We talk about fantasy football. We talk about all things fantasy football, and not just dynasty. We talk about redraft, rookie drafts, whatever you need. Let's get into it. We got Dallas and the Saints going on tomorrow night. Dak Prescott has not been doing terrible. He did have the bad game week 11, but I'm not concerned about that one. These are going to be some good matchups here, the last run here for Dak Prescott. Dak Prescott is a start. Taysom Hill, I would not start him. If he's on the waiver, if he's out there on the waiver wire, go pick him up, especially if you're in those super flex leagues, because the Saints could be, I mean, they want to see what they can do with him now. They've already seen what Jameis Winston is. They've already seen what Trevor Siemian is. They want to see now what they have in Taysom Hill. Otherwise, the Saints are going to be getting a quarterback next season. I don't know why they signed Taysom Hill to a bigger contract. I mean, I guess, you know, I'm not sure if he's going to be a free agent or not this offseason. I think he might have been. So that'd be why they, you know, locked him up. But they locked him up for no reason. I hope he does something good. But we've seen him do not terrible. Last season, we saw him bring up his stats for last season. We saw two starts for him. One game against Atlanta. He threw for 232 yards and two touchdowns, and he had 14 carries for 83 yards. Week 14 against Philadelphia, he had 28 completions, 291 yards, two touchdowns, an interception, five carries for 33 yards. So last time we've seen him out there, he was doing pretty good. So if he's out there on the waiver wire, even if you're in a single quarterback league, I would pick him up just to see what happens. I mean, playoffs are around the corner. You want these wins. You want these guys that have the most potential to pop off for you, especially right before the playoffs. So Taysom Hill is a good pickup. Ezekiel Elliott will get the full load, is what Jerry Jones said. He will get the full load. Go with that as what you may. I mean, Ezekiel Elliott has not been bad at all. The past 2 weeks have been kind of down, not getting as much work on the ground. But, you know, the Cowboys saw it last week that if they didn't have, you know, Ezekiel Elliott out there doing his thing, well, they might have won. So, at least in Jerry Jones' eyes. So, Ezekiel Elliott is a start. Tony Pollard, you can flex him out. Although I would be a little bit nervous. I would be a bit nervous now that, you know, Jerry Jones said, hey, he's getting the workload. So we could see a, you know, almost a zero touch game for Tony Pollard. Alvin Kamara, let's see if he's back. He did practice again yesterday, so that's good news. So he could be looking at a start, but we'll be monitoring that one for you. Mark Ingram is he's trending in the right direction. And I'm not too big on Mark Ingram. So CeeDee Lamb, he is full practice for CeeDee Lamb. That's good news, great news, actually. So he could be in for a nice game here. The Saints do allow the fifth most fantasy points per game to the receivers. So I'll take that. You're not touching any of these wide receivers for the Saints. Dalton Schultz, you know, he is not a bad play. He is a streamer, though. So there's some volatility there. Moving on to the next game. We got the, let me back up. My guys, Colts and the Texans. Let's go. Carson Wentz against the Texans. I would start him. Go ahead and start him. Tyrod Taylor, do not start. Jonathan Taylor, of course you start him. I'm not interested in any of these Texans running backs. I do like Brandon Cooks, although he couldn't have a seriously hard game going up against my guys. But Brandon Cooks, you know, he's always getting a bunch of targets, so he's bound to get at least 10 points. But he could definitely get a lot more. So he's a flex. Michael Pittman is a lighter end flex against the Texans. We have not seen a terribly big game from him for 2 weeks since Jacksonville in week 10. Even though it was only 10 points, he did get the 71 yards, which was nice. It was nice to see the 10 targets last week. But Carson Wentz doesn't really throw the ball all the time a whole lot. But this being a divisional round, he could be set up for something big. Looking back at last time Michael Pittman played the Texans, he only had 3 targets, caught 2 of them for 35 yards. But I'm pretty sure that's when, oh, Carson Wentz was in there, but he only threw the ball 20 times and had 11 completions. So that's what I'm saying. Carson Wentz sometimes doesn't throw the ball. So Michael Pittman, he could be more of kind of a riskier flex right now, even though I do like him. Eagles and the Jets. Jalen Hurts, my guy. What is going on, dude? Where were you last week? He is nursing a sore ankle, and it's possible he might not be out there for this week. If he's not out there for this week, that's not good, because you won't be able to start him until week 15. But he could be back and ready to go for you to finish off the season. I'm not touching any of these running backs. Miles Sanders could be available this week, but there's so much work getting split up in that backfield, it's not even funny. So don't even touch that one. Don't even touch the Jets running backs. Devontae Smith. If Jalen Hurts isn't in there, it's very possible we could see a lot bigger game for Devontae Smith. I'm just saying. We've seen some pretty big blow-up games when Jalen Hurts was not in there, but against the Jets, they're not super terrible. Let's see the last time they played. Oh, they have not played the Jets this season. So, Devontae Smith, I'm still flexing him out there. Elijah Moore, I am starting him. Sorry, that wasn't Jalen Hurts. That was the Jets that Zach Wilson had been gone. Elijah Moore is the one who's getting troubled here by Zach Wilson, unfortunately, because we had seen some nice games here from Elijah Moore really starting to take off for us. Elijah Moore, you know, so close to the end of the season. If you really can, you know, put somebody else, you know, better than Devontae Smith or Elijah Moore, then I would do it. But I do like these guys. And if you have to, I would trust them to be able to have a chance to get you what you need. Dallas Goedert, we've seen him do nothing last week. And week 11 wasn't terrible. 8 targets, caught 5 of them for 62 yards. Week before that, only 2 catches for 28 yards. He's been up and down here, but I'm going to go ahead and give it to him this week. He does have a good matchup against the Jets. Moving on to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Atlanta Falcons. Tom Brady is going to come back here. Leonard Fournette is a start. Cordell Patterson, my guy. Start him up. Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, start him up. Kyle Pitts, oof, against the Bucs. Last time we seen him against the Bucks, he had six targets, caught 5 of them for 73 yards. That is not bad. These last 2 weeks have been tougher matchups for Kyle Pitts, Jacksonville, and New England. Tampa Bay, I think Kyle Pitts could be a decent flex. Can get you, I'm going to say 9 to 12 points this week. Rob Gronkowski going for 1-2-3 last week, 123 yards. Gronk is back at it. Back at it. Even though he was out for a while, did not matter. Go ahead, and I would fire him up. Tampa Bay Buccaneers defense would not be a terrible play. Would not be a terrible play against Atlanta. Although Atlanta is, I'm not even gonna say it. I don't wanna give them problems. But looking over there on the other side of the ball, yeah, Kyle Pitts, Cordell Patterson, and yeah. We got the Giants and Miami, who are going to Miami. We're not starting the quarterbacks here. I do like Tua this week against the Giants. Could be a very nice game here. Tua has not been getting a whole lot of work on the ground. He's been doing a lot of his work, obviously, you know, through the air. But against the Giants, could be a little bit more of a down game for him. I'm thinking 20, 25 points. Looking at the running backs here, Phillip Lindsay last week got 12 carries for 42 yards, only had 20% of the snaps. Miles Gaskin had 50% of the snaps, 16 carries for 2 touchdowns. Savon Ahmed had 18% of the snaps. So we got Gaskin, Phillip Lindsay, Ahmed. Gaskin's continuing to get the majority workload, but I'm wondering here if maybe they do a little bit more work here for Phillip Lindsay, although the snap percentage for Gaskin did drop about 24% from week 11 to week 12, and we haven't seen Gaskin's snap percentage down this low since beginning of the season, so could be a possible almost change of hands here soon of Lindsay or more of a 50-50 split. Saquon Barkley. I mean, I know it's that kind of working out now by me more equally here. Saquon Barkley. I expect him to have a lot better game this week. Stepping up against Miami. Kadarius Toney. These wide receivers for the Giants. No, not too interested. I do like Kadarius Toney for the future, though, for 2022. Jalen Waddle, you guys know what I feel about my Waddle. Love me some Waddle. I'm going ahead and fire him up against the Giants. Mike Gesicki, go ahead. I'm going to start him up. He is a streamer. Last week was a down week. Only had 3 catches for 17 yards. I'm pretty sure he ended up, thought he had gotten a little hurt during the game, but maybe not. But he is a low-end tight end one for this week. Evan Ingram, yeah, no, don't do it. Don't do it. It's right before your playoffs. Don't make those silly plays. We got Minnesota and the Lions. Kirk Cousins against the Lions here. Without Dalvin Cook, go ahead and I'd fire him up. Last time we did see Kirk Cousins play against the Lions back in week 5, had 19 points, 25 completions, 275 yards, a touchdown, and an interception. Cousins has been kind of cooking here last couple weeks. I expect Cousins to get 20, 25 points. Jared Goff. No, don't. We're not starting him. Jamal Williams, he could be in for the load here. I would go ahead and start him up. We've seen him, you know, carry the load before with the Packers, with the Lions. Go ahead and do it. Alexander Mattison, we already know what he can do. Seen some big games from him back in week 3, week 4, 26 carries, 112 yards. Week 5, 25 carries, 113 yards. Go ahead and start him up. You already know how these wide receivers are. Jefferson, Thielen starts. When it comes to lines here on the other side of the ball, I'm not too interested in anybody except for Hockenson. Hockenson's starting to come back up here where he needs to be. And Conklin, no, his targets have gone down. I'm not interested. One more game here, and then we will break into the rest of the games tomorrow. We got Justin Herbert and Joe Burrow. Going to be some big games here. Bengals defense has not been looking too terrible. They've been looking pretty good. I think they're going to give Herbert a hard time, but Herbert is good. So you go ahead and start him. Joe Burrow, same thing. I would start him up. But both are going to have some tough matchups because both are facing some decent defenses. But I do expect them to have decent games, about 25 points. Joe Mixon, Austin Eckler, start them up. Keenan Allen, Ja'Marr Chase, T. Higgins. Ja'Marr Chase, He's been a little bit quiet here as of lately. We haven't seen those bigger blow-off games for a little while. But yeah, I wouldn't trust it. I would not trust Ja'Marr Chase this week. I know it sounds crazy, but he has not been doing big games for a little while now. You don't want to put him in there and hoping that he's going to have one of those big games if you really need it. If that's a bet you got, then go ahead. Not many people have a lot of other different options than Ja'Marr Chase, but he has not been doing big numbers for you, and I want you guys to win. So, T. Higgins, oh, he had a big game this last week, but the week before it was quiet. So I. T. Higgins, I mean, they're both flexes. Chase and Higgins are flexes. Okay. You're not just going to not start them because majority of you who do have them, you start them. Mike Williams, though, don't do it. Don't do it. I wouldn't do it. He has not been very consistent this season as well. Comes down to the tight ends. They're boom or bust. Jared Cook, Uzama, they're boom or bust. That's just the way it goes. All right, guys, that's going to be it for today's episode. Looking at the waiver wire here, Foster Moreau is interesting if Waller is to miss time. Matt Gay, check your waiver wire if you're into kicker, if you need kickers. He's been pretty consistent as well. And looking at the waiver wire here. I'm not seeing any big names here. All right, guys. You guys have a great rest of your day. Be sure to follow me on Twitter at the Dynasty 411. Thank you guys for making that call. I really appreciate it. You guys have a great rest of your day, and tomorrow I'll see you, and we'll get you the rest of the starters for you. All right, guys. Peace out.